Hello, everyone. I'm Daniel Gregory. I'm the host for The Perceptive Photographer. Thanks for tuning in. If you've been with us from the beginning or if you're just tuning in, I really do appreciate you listening to the podcast. It really does mean a lot to me. I hope you're having a wonderful week. For me, I've spent the last several days working with Lori on getting my studio kind of reorganized. About once a year, twice a year, I like to clean out the cobwebs and kind of get the furniture moved around and change the feng shui of the space a little bit. And I've never been completely happy with how I had the office laid out before and the studio laid out. I kind of felt like there was just something missing in the space. So having after been here for about a year, Lori and I spent some time and really got some of the furniture moved around, the printers moved, the darkroom rearrangement, so that I could really feel like I could really control and own the space in a way that was really meaningful. And that spent a lot of time really contemplating a lot of how do I use the space? How do I think about the space? How do I want to approach the space? When people are up here working in the space, how do I make sure that they feel comfortable and that they're able to work in an environment that's good for them? So I was trying to balance a bunch of different things. And of course, I own 1,000 photography books. So moving those books around was laborious. And I came across a Henri Cartier quote during that book moving process, because of course I have to open the books when I move them, that says, "Thinking should be done beforehand and afterwards, never while actually taking a photograph." And that quote really stuck with me for the rest of the day, because I was thinking a lot about how the experience of moving the studio is similar to taking those photographs. There were just things that I kind of wanted to move because I just kind of knew over the year that this would be really good if it fit here. This would be a good spot for me from a workflow standpoint. This is where the lights are, whatever the thing I was moving, I just kind of intuitively knew during the process of moving. I sat there for hours trying to think about where to put everything, but it was only during the actual act when I wasn't really contemplating where everything needed to fit. I kind of just let it intuitively guide me. Could I figure things out? And that got me thinking about how do we actually approach our photography? Is there something in that methodology that I was experiencing in reorganizing the furniture that also tied into that Henri Cartier-Bresson quote? And for me, what it came down to is I broke my shooting down and I broke the photographic act into 4 key parts: seeing, perceiving, recognizing, and acting. And I think this is a really interesting piece for me to break it down, because this action repeats itself. It happens in the capture process, and then it also happens in the selection, editing, printing process, the same 4 steps. And the process is basically the same in those same 4 steps. When I talk about seeing, it's that thing we do every day. We go around, and as photographers, as artists, as creative people, as people who've never once picked up a pen and paper, we look at the world. That's how we take in information. We absorb information visually, we process it, we categorize it, and we really live our life by trying to figure out patterns, repetitions, recognizing different elements. And so that notion of seeing, I think, is foundational to our approach as photographers. And one of the things that happens is there's a tipping point between just seeing the world and when we start to perceive the world and the perception that something is worth committing to film. So there's this point where you're walking down the street and you realize that something needs to be committed to film, and you're not sure what it is. It might be the quality of light. It might be a gesture. It might be a moment. But this is a start of a real slippery tipping point in the photographic process. It's that decision that says, wow, there is something going on here that is of significance and is of value to me from a moment that needs to be captured or an event that needs to be captured. That transition point, I think, is important because this is one of the first places where we can make a mistake in the photographic process. And I'm going to return to that here in a second. When we go from perception, so we perceive that something needs to happen, we perceive that there needs to be an image taken, we now go to recognition. Do we recognize what that moment is? And recognition, to me, is the harder part, is probably the hardest part of the photographic process, because a lot of things can happen in recognition that trip us up. We may not successfully recognize what we're actually drawn to, and we photograph the wrong thing. We're also sometimes susceptible to a recognition failure. And if you think about the times where you've run into a friend and you know that something's different, they've gotten their hair cut, but you can't quite put your finger on it. Or you bump into a friend and they've shaved off their beard or their mustache, or they've lost a lot of weight, or there's just something different about them and you can't quite put your finger on it. So getting to that point of recognition of what the event is, we're sometimes misled by our own kind of filter that's put up there, where we're trying to figure out what something is and we can't, and that becomes a frustration for us. Photography is kind of the same thing. When we get to the point where we're ready to take the picture, and then that recognition of what really is it that I need to photograph, where do I need, this is where the motion of what is going on, what is the thing that's happening, And what happens here is we start to tip into how could we possibly photograph this for effect. So we're moving from perception to action becomes I need to take the actual photograph. So now I need to make the click. I need to get myself in the right spot. I need to get myself in the right position. All of those things coming together are going to allow me to create a successful photograph. The action is then the actual taking of the photograph. And this is where all of the different aspects of photography come into play. So we come... That last phase is action, and that's the actual taking of the photograph. This is where all the things you know about photography and cameras and f-stops and shutter speeds and exposure come into play. That is the actual act of the photograph. Now, we're going to stay contained to the actual shooting process today, but if I had taken that photograph and I came back in and I was going to import those images or print and look at a contact sheet, however I was going to go about this, I would go through the act of seeing, perceiving, recognition, and action again as a part of the selection process for what to print, and I would go through these same four steps in the printing process. What do I see, perceive, recognize, and ultimately print with? So I can repeat this cycle over and over again, and it kind of has the same basic process. So it's one of the reasons I kind of like these four steps. So if I've got these four steps where I see something, I perceive it, I recognize, and then I move to action, what causes the problems for us not to get photographs we'd like? How do we get tripped up in that process? And I think a couple of things happen in that case, and they fall back to that Cartier-Bresson quote about when are we actually thinking about the photograph? Because the only place we should really be thinking about that photograph is in the moments before and after, but not during the actual taking of the photograph. So a lot of things can trip us up. So if we come back to the notion of what would make the photograph cool or the moment cool? What camera settings do I use? What am I actually seeing? Is F8 the right f-stop? Do I have the right camera lens? All of those are questions that are coming up that need to happen outside our process. They need to happen outside this moment of seeing, perceiving, and recognizing. Because when we're in those three phases, really, it comes down to us understanding what we are being attracted to from both a visual sense and then from a subconscious sense of the world. We're seeing something that's resonating with us. And at the same time, we don't necessarily want to spend the psychological hours of therapy to figure out why we're responding to it. But we need to know that, in fact, what we're responding to is the thing we're going to attempt to capture with the camera. So one of the things you can do during that process is you have to make sure that you're capturing exactly what you want to capture, nothing more and nothing less. So as you look around the frame, as you start to think about making that capture moment, what are you actually going to do when you put the camera up to your eye? Are you capturing exactly what you need to capture in that moment? Also, are you actually responding to something in that frame, and what is it? So by looking away, so this is one of the things that I think is important, is when you first have that moment of perception and you get that moment of recognition, have you recognized the correct thing? You need to put yourself back into perception. So you look away from the scene, turn 360 degrees, close your eyes, open your eyes, do something to break your gaze at the object of your affection. Break that gaze and then see, do you still respond to the same thing? Is it in fact the exact same thing that you're responding to? And if not, you need to make adjustments at that point because you're not responding to the appropriate thing that you're ready to capture for. What you thought might have been the quality of light might in fact have been the gesture somebody was making, and it was the shadow on the wall that was being projected. Whatever it is, you need to make sure that you're responding to the appropriate element in your recognition moment. All of those things start to come together. So there's a lot of places where this can break down. And what it comes down to is that we are attempting to insert the wrong thing into the wrong time of the process. If you're at perception and you start shooting, you haven't had the recognition to figure out what you want to shoot. If you're at seeing and you're shooting, do you really even know what you're capturing? If you're at recognition and you've recognized it, but you then haven't figured out exactly what you technically need to do to get the image you want, have you had that? And ultimately what happens is if you follow this process, action, as the phrase, the ends with you getting reconnected and re-present to the moment of the photograph. So if you work through these processes, by the time you're actually pushing the shutter, it's only you and the subject in front of you. It's only you and the object in front of you. You don't have to worry about all these different things coming together. And it's happened at a time that allows you to have answered a bunch of those questions. And like I said, this works in that same process. If you get to editing and selecting and printing, you work through the same process. So at the end, the only thing you're having to worry about is being present to evaluate and experience what it's like to click the camera, or to evaluate and experience what it's like to sit in front of an image or in front of a print. I think if you really sat down and thought about how you create your photographs and why you create your photographs, and look back at the photographs you consider successful and the photographs you consider to be a near miss and the photographs that are just way off, I think you might find that there's probably a pattern to those. And if you spent some time, it may not be for you. Maybe it's not these four steps. Maybe you have six steps, or maybe you have two steps. But if you sat down and really figured out what is your own process look like, what do your own steps and actions look like, I think you might be surprised that there was something that was occurring for you in the way you processed and the way you approached the work and the way you saw the work on the times you hit more than you missed. So I hope you have a great week behind the camera. I hope you spend some time to figure out maybe some of those steps in your process, or maybe take my four steps and see if that makes a difference in how you approach your photography. Go back and look at your existing images and see if you can think back to that or shoot some new images. I think you'd be surprised at what you're learning. I know for me, just having this insight has been really interesting for me as I'm looking at images and starting to pick out prints. And as I was out shooting the other day, I really could notice that there is these kind of little turning points in my process that allow me to recognize that, wow, that's just a moment of seeing. There is nothing of recognition there. What I thought was something cool wasn't. And if it is a moment of recognition, to give me the freedom to really explore the scene over and over again. So hopefully you'll have a similar experience in finding something interesting out there. Don't forget, you can find us on iTunes, all sorts of places where podcasts are found. We'd love a rating or a review up there. That'd be really helpful. I'd appreciate that. Hope you have a great week, and I will see you next time.